As the cats decided to go crazy over here.
InnerCityGeeks.net.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Inner City Geeks Podcast. It's Steve here. And this is episode 296. And joining me today, I got Brian.
What's up, guys?
Hell yeah. Thank you guys for listening again.
Yeah. Yeah, we're back.
Yeah. How's it going, dude?
It's going, man. It's having a really good time over here. Just excited for another week of this fun geek shit.
Hell yeah. Got a lot of good shit, dude. A lot of good shit. Super exciting for the good shits, because it's, I think starting next week, we're going to have a lot more shit, too, because I think next week is when Celebration is coming, so there's going to be a lot of stuff then. So
that's right, yeah. Star Wars Celebration is before you know it.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's gonna be really cool. So how you been doing? How's your week been treating you?
Week's been treating me good. I'm employed.
Mm-hmm. Yay!
Yay! Job.
That's exciting. That's exciting. Money. Not even job. Money.
Money.
You got money, son. That's good. That's a good thing, man. That's a great thing. I'm proud of you. I'm excited for you, dude.
Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. Gonna be selling some hot sauce.
Ooh, yeah. I can see.
Not gonna get into details now, because
yeah, don't need to get into the details. Just, it's all good.
Yeah, but yeah. So basically, gonna be nice to be working.
Hell yeah.
Because like, being unemployed for the longest time, I've been basically sitting at home watching a lot of television.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gonna be nice to not watch that much TV anymore, because I'm kind
of right, of course, because you gotta focus, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's good, dude.
I mean, there are some things, like I'll still watch. I'm not gonna not watch TV, but I gotta focus on other things too.
Of course, you gotta focus on being an adult.
Mm-hmm.
And making monies.
Being an adult and making the monies.
Mm-hmm. Making all the monies.
You're
good, dude.
The cat just took a shit.
Yeah. He's like, I shit on your monies. Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's what they do. They always shit on our monies. It's all good, though. So have you watched anything good this week?
Oh, have I been watching stuff this week? Yeah. I of course watched Dynamite, which we'll talk more about on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I've just recently started watching Mythic Quest: Raven's Banquet on Apple TV.
Okay.
And it's created by Charlie Day, Rob McElhenney, and I forget who else, one of the girls that are involved with It's Always Sunny.
Okay.
So it's nice that, there's another show with the same team behind it, but it's...
Okay.
It's
Does it have the same feel?
Yes and no. Yes and no, because... With this, instead of it being, being part of like a bar scene, mm-hmm. and them being despicable people, Rob McElhenney plays Ian, who is the creator of Mythic Quest, an MMORPG.
Oh, okay.
So
this goes in a totally different direction, pretty much.
Yeah, and so like. David Hornsby is in it. You know, Cricket from It's Always Sunny.
Mm-hmm.
And then Daniel Pudi is part of it as well.
Oh, nice.
Khonshu himself, F. Murray Abraham, is part of this. Yeah. Although I heard that he's not coming back for the third season, which is kind of a bummer because his character is great. But yeah, it's such a dope show. I flew through the first season, and I'm already like 4 episodes into season 2. Okay. Just the up to date current season.
Okay.
So aside from that, like one of the other things that really took me by surprise was on Netflix. It's called Senior Year. It's with Rebel Wilson.
Oh, okay.
So the story goes that she was a high school cheer captain that they don't catch her or something during the big number.
Mm-hmm.
And she falls, hits her head, and she's basically dead. And it turns out that she's been in a coma for 20 years.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So
that's a long time to be in a coma.
Yeah. So she wakes up. And actually, the young version of Rebel Wilson is played by the actress who is Betty from the Spider-Man trilogy with Tom Holland.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I was like, I know we knew the face. And I'm like, oh, yeah. So she wakes up from the coma and she's trying to see what things are now. Cause nobody had cell phones.
yeah.
You know, like she's in her, when she's finally home, her dad is played by, blanking on his actual name, but, the voice actor of Cyril Figgis on Archer.
Oh,
yeah.
My brain isn't working, yeah.
Yeah.
Fred Armisen. No, not Fred
Armisen. Not Fred Armisen.
It's the other guy. My bad. the other SNL guy.
Yeah. What's call it? So, basically, so she is in her room and there's all there's all these, things from her childhood, and like a Britney Spears poster and Chris Parnell, that's who voiced.
Yeah.
So all these posters on her wall, and the best is she's looking at her dad is like, we never canceled any of your magazine subscriptions. And on top of the pile is a Rolling Stone magazine with Lady Gaga. And she's like, so Madonna now calls herself Lady Gaga.
That's funny.
And so her best friend from high school is now a high school principal. Well, our two best friends. Her one friend is a high school principal at the same high school. And then her friend who had a crush on her is played by Sam Richardson, who's in everything now.
Okay, yeah, yeah. And he's good. He's good enough.
He's great. He was hysterical in this too. And actually, it was a after party reunion in this movie too, because the rival cheer captain in high school, now all grown up, was played by his love interest in After Party.
Ah, interesting.
So it's pretty cool to have a connection like that. It was fun. It took me by surprise. I thought I was gonna be bored, but I was like, okay, this is really, really entertaining.
Okay, that's good.
I don't think I watched anything else this week because it's been kind of
it's also been a short week as from recording as well.
Yeah, so kind of light on movies too.
I mentioned
I watched Sonic 2 last week. Yeah. Just back to a lot of Sesame Street.
Yay.
You know, because
that's good. That's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
you're a dad, so you're supposed to.
Exactly, and especially where we're getting the girls amped up because June 8th, we're headed out to Sesame Place for a couple of days.
Oh, that's gonna be fun.
Yeah, so it's the park on the 9th. No, it's the park on the 8th, the water park on the 9th, and I think we come back on the 10th. But like,
hell yeah.
That's going to be fun. I'm excited because like I never got to go, like I grew up, I'm a Sesame Street kid, you know? Like I grew up on all the old Sesame Street, and then when I go back and like watch these like clips of like old Sesame Street and seeing like Bob and Luis and like all these characters, man, and just like seeing my kids like get into, you know, all these things. And even back when a couple of months ago when we went to the Sesame Street Live at MSG, it's like I'm holding my daughter Olivia on my lap and like seeing her giggle to like Sunny Days, I started tearing. I'm like, fuck, like I'm passing the torch. You know,
that's always a good thing though. That's not a bad thing.
Yeah. So I'm excited to see how they're going to be with Sesame Place. I'm excited to see how I'm going to be at Sesame Place.
I'm excited too, dude. I'm excited. I'm excited for you, dude.
I'm going to go running, going, holy shit, Snuffy's real. You know?
You got to go walking around with a fucking beer in your hand and shit and be like, oh my God, I love you, dude.
Oh my God, Big Bird.
Oh my God, you're my homie, Big Bird.
It's like, Big Bird, I saw you on that Funny or Die skit.
Here, hold my beer, Oscar. Hold my beer.
pretty much. Be like, oh, yeah. I could live in there with you. There's room.
Hell yeah, hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That should be fun. I'm excited for you, dude.
Thank you. Yeah, there's you know, aside from that, just content. You know, like,
hell yeah.
Channel's gonna start up again. I posted the whole Cobra Kai trilogy of Diamond Select.
So,
I was going to review the Marvel Select Carnage tonight, but I noticed a defect on mine, this is why I never throw out original. I never throw out packaging until I'm done.
Yeah, that's because fair.
I was holding it, and at first it looked like something was missing. I'm like, wait, and I like dug around like the area where I keep them. I'm like, okay, something's not right here. Like, first thought, did the cats get to it? And then I realized, I was like, wait, let me go back and scroll through pictures that I have taken. And I took the picture of him in the box, and there was no piece on the hand. I'm like, oh, so I'm totally missing this. And so I reached out and hopefully get a replacement sooner than later.
Hopefully, dude.
Because it's a solid figure.
It is, because it does look really damn good.
It's probably one of my favorite Marvel Selects, to be honest. But, you know, that's on hiatus. There was a bonus video coming. You know about it, but I'm going to not tell people because I want it to be a surprise.
Don't say anything. But, just spoil it just a little bit, but just don't give it all away.
No. We'll just say once again, it can't rain all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Aside from that, nothing else. Just all that stuff I just said.
Sweet, dude. That's good. Yeah. You've been having a lot of fun times.
That's fun, cool, times.
I'm excited. I'm excited. You got a lot of shit going on. You gonna get some things going in the right direction for you, dude. I'm excited for you, dude.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. As for me, since we last recorded, I think I probably spoke about it for a second here. But the last time we recorded actually was like the day before I went to go see Impact live.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. And then we recorded the show, whatever. But I figured I'd talk about it over here just for a little bit. Because it was a fun experience. Like, I'm a fan of pro wrestling, and I'm like every week I just become more and more a fan of it. Because there's so much of it out there that's actually really damn good. Other than, you know, AEW and WWE. Mm-hmm. Even though AEW is a fantastic product. But there are a lot more that aren't necessarily on the radar for a lot of people.
Right.
And Impact is one of them. Impact is fucking great. And what sucks is that they're on like a shitty network. And it doesn't go anywhere from there. Like, you have them on YouTube. That's why they have like a YouTube subscription, you know. So you pay a dollar for to get their weekly shows. And that's awesome that they do that, because it's an easy way to watch the show that, you know, you can't really find on TV. Because, right. Of course, you know, I don't know what fucking channel Access is on. But yeah, it's cool to see it on there. It was cool to actually be in the arena for two tapings. And my tapings are pretty much going to be coming out the 2 weeks before Slammiversary, which is their next pay-per-view in June. It was a really fun time. I'm not going to spoil anything, of course, because that'd just be wrong. But it's a good shit. It was really cool to be like up close to everything. If you guys follow me on the Instagram and the Twitters, you see a lot of the pictures. Well, not even a lot. Just a few of the pictures that, you know, I took while I was there. And I'm really close to, one, where they come in through, and then two, like the ring itself. Because what I love about the show is that it's a very intimate feel. It's a whole wrestling event, but there aren't like thousands and thousands of people at the moment. There's like a good couple hundred at a time.
Okay.
Which is perfect, I think. So it feels like an indie show, but a televised indie show with like actual good, commentary. Commentary sounds good because, you know, I spoke about it on Suplex City Geeks that I watched any show that the commentary sounded like shit because it just wasn't good. Not because the commentators weren't good, but the sound of it was horrible. But yeah, Impact is great. So I highly suggest you guys check out Impact because it's really damn good. And then another thing that I did this week, I continued watching Candy. I only watched the first episode the first time we spoke about it.
Oh, right. Yeah, I'm sorry. That's the other thing I watched this week. I finished that.
It is fucking good.
It is fucking good.
Like, it is insanely good.
You were like, you should watch Candy after we record. And I'm just like, yes, please. And I did.
Yeah, because we watched a trailer on here, and it was just like a little tease. Like, yo, look, check this out. This is what I watched the first episode of, and it's a good fucking show. Definitely suggest you guys check it out, especially since it is based on a true story, shit that really happened in real life. You're like, how the fuck could this possibly be real? And it's what happens is that like. Some people are really fucked up people, and they don't initially come out or try to be a fucked up person, but when certain situations come about, they just can't help themselves but become the shittiest of people, and that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very entertaining to watch.
What's crazy is that this shit happened, like, I was only alive for like 10 days.
Yeah, yeah. I wasn't even thought of yet at that time. But yeah, dude, it's fucking nuts. Yeah, this came out in this was like June of 1980 or something like that.
Yeah, it was the weekend that The Empire Strikes Back came out.
Yeah, there you go. Which is fucking nuts, dude. It is a crazy fucking story. So, like, if you guys have not seen Candy, go check out fucking Candy, because it's fucking good. It's a insanely good story. And the acting is fucking insanely good, too. Like,
You know what I thought? What I thought was crazy was that Jessica Biel is the star. Melanie Lynskey plays the dead neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
Both their husbands were in this movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Playing the cops. Justin Timberlake shows up in episode 3 or 4, and like he plays the detective in charge of the case, and he's married to Jessica Biel.
Yep.
And then you have Jason Ritter, who played the other cop, and he's married to Melanie Lynskey, or if they're not married, they're together and they have a child.
Right.
Like, so I thought it was crazy. I'm like, you know, that's pretty interesting that they're both.
It's pretty dope though, because they're both playing, not the leading characters, you know, significant other.
Yeah. Oh, and an update to my Carnage thing from a few minutes ago. My buddy at Diamond is gonna send over a replacement part. So Diamond Select is fucking awesome.
Hell yeah.
What you call it? So yeah, like Candy was dope, man. I was like,
yeah.
I did exactly what I said I was gonna do at the end of last week's episode. I said I was gonna watch Candy, sit down with my lights out, drink whiskey, and have a snack, and I did just that. And I watched the first two episodes, and then I was like, okay, I want to watch more, but I really need to go to bed. No, I'm sorry, I watched the first three episodes, and then I was like, I gotta go to bed because I can't do.
Mm-hmm.
It was already like 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the morning. I was like, I can't stay up till four.
Yeah.
And so, you know, in the time before children, I could, but you know, now
right, I have to get up and a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Exactly. So it was Friday, and then I didn't watch it on Saturday because I ended up getting this job. And I was on the phone like a while talking just stuff, and then like Sunday I put it on, and I was like, okay, I need to finish this. And so we did our show, right? We did we did the Suplex City Geeks, and then I was like, I need to watch this. And then I went downstairs and I had a snack, same whiskey, had a snack. And I just like, okay, let's see how this closes. And the performances by everybody were just spectacular.
Yeah, they're great.
And like Candy's husband, it was like, I was like, why do I know him? And then I did the IMDb search. And he played the brother to the dude from Deadpool 2 in Home Sweet Home Alone.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, okay, that's why I know him.
Yeah, but I also remember him from VP.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the HBO show with
Veep. Yeah.
Yeah, that one. Why did I say VP? Yeah Veep.
Same difference, but.
Yeah, I guess I was just saying vice president.
Political correct term.
Yeah.
So, as for performances, I think Jessica Biel outdid herself in this.
Absolutely, dude.
She really played that part. Mm-hmm. And go back and look at pictures of the actors, and then, you know, go back and look at, like, how they look compared to what they're supposed to be playing. And I'm like, they really got them down so right, even like in the courtroom scene. Good.
Yeah.
Melanie Lynskey blew my mind with her performance as well. The first thing I ever seen her in was actually School of Rock. Not School of Rock. Detroit Rock City.
Oh, nice.
That was the first thing I've ever seen her in. And then of course, you know, Two and a Half Men, and she's done a bunch.
That was
of
the first things. Thing I saw her. It was Two and a Half Men.
Okay.
She was the one that actually, like, I had a crush on her back when that show was like a thing.
She was in a really good movie with Elijah Wood. It was like an indie film a couple of years ago. Where she was like a woman that gets robbed and does, like, burgled, I guess, and like she does everything in her power to, like, fight it and get her stuff back. And Elijah Wood was like the crazy conspiracy theory neighbor. But he's like really cool, and like he ends up like helping her. It was a really fun movie. I forget the name off the top of my head.
Okay.
But it was on Netflix. I watched it like earlier this year, or very end of last year. But then one of the, and we already said Candy's husband's actor was really good too. But shout out to Pablo Schreiber, man. Like, yeah, his performance was chilling.
Mm-hmm.
Chilling.
Yeah.
Like, just him in the hotel room, basically like holding the phone, just rocking. Like, yeah. Is she okay?
Uh-huh.
Because like there were no cell phones, there was no interwebs. This was just how people did things.
Yeah,
call the neighbor and see.
Call the neighbor, you have know. Them check on her, have them make sure that she's okay.
But the part that really, the part in that movie that really got me going, holy shit, I'm glad I poured a shot of whiskey, is because being a dad, but also being a dad to children that are only two, and they don't really communicate outside of like babble right now, with some words you can understand, like they'll say apple, they'll say ice cream, all clean, you know, soccer ball, like things like this, but they don't have communication like an adult.
They don't blurt out sentences like we do.
And so like hearing the screams of that child, I'm like, holy shit. But also the fact that this woman literally murdered her neighbor, but not just murdered, she bludgeoned her with the with an axe like 43 times, and then like she like 1980 Lizzie Borden. And that woman only did seven. Then had the audacity to clean up in their shower, and just get dressed and go, all while this baby is just screaming, crying for his mom. And you're just like, holy fucking shit. And then, so we can say it because it's a true story. It's 42 years now, but Candy got away with this. Like, don't go thinking she's not, like,
She's in jail. She
literally murdered somebody, like brutally murdered somebody, and got away with it being self-defense. And then
I looked it up like before I even started watching. I looked up the story. I was like, this is a fucked up story. That's kind of what kind of drew me to it. I was like, this is really fucked up to see, to actually put it on an actual show for a few episodes. It's fucking good. They put it together really good.
And you didn't need any more than five episodes. It told the complete story.
Yeah. From beginning to end.
like a sixth episode, like most miniseries, it would have been like, okay, but there wasn't any need for that. Like, it literally told everything exactly from beginning to end. And it was just like, it was so good. It was so fucking good. You're just like, how is this woman now a fucking mental health counselor?
Yeah.
It's like, can you imagine? Like, you're going through distress and you like this sweet, innocent mental health counselor was actually a fucking murderer 40 years ago. Like,
but I guess you can say the thing is like, from the beginning, from what we saw on the show, she did have she always had that bit of like that imposter syndrome. She always thought she was something that she really wasn't. Like, she tried to be a preacher, or you know, a teacher and stuff like that. And we all knew she wasn't. And then she tried to be a mother, and then she actually became a mother to other people, to other kids, and then she continued to do the same thing for the other ladies' kids or whatever. And it was just like, she just tried and tried and tried, and the fact that it helped it her acting pretty much got her to where it got her. It's fucking crazy, dude.
Mind-blowingly good. Check out Candy on Hulu.
Go check out fucking Candy. That shit is fucking insane.
Really.
And like good. I said, just to think that it's actually a true story, it's mind-boggling, dude.
Yeah, it really is.
And that's pretty much it. That's all I've been doing, because like, work has been this week has been a blur because of work. Like I'm still trying to get the gist of what's going on, especially since like in the next couple weeks, like my boss is going to be on vacation or whatever, so I got to take over. And I got to make sure that, you know, things are done the right way. So, my brain's been kind of like a little bit of an overload, but it's all good. I've been making it works, son. Yeah, and then I'm also excited for next weekend, too. So, yay. So that pretty much leads us to the motherfucking geek shit for the week. Because, of course, we got this week, we got a lot of good shit. unfortunately, the first thing that we're going to talk about is something that we should have spoken about last week, because this came out last week. We got news that we got a whole new doctor. We've been talking for quite some time that the 13th doctor, the female doctor, forgot her name again. Jesus
Christ. Jodie Whittaker?
Yeah. Jodie Whittaker. She will be exiting the show after, you know, the next this season's the last season for her. So within, I think it's for, when are they supposed to be dropping the, like, because they're supposed to be having a special for her.
I'm not sure. I haven't Doctor Who'd in a while.
Okay. Well, yeah, they're supposed to be dropping a special for her. At that point, they're pretty much going to introduce a whole new doctor. And the whole new doctor is actually somebody that's actually won awards and stuff before. I personally have not seen the stuff that he's done, but what's his name? Nakuri Gawada. He is, of course, by the name, you can tell that he's not a regular person from here. He's he's originally born in Rwanda, but he's Scottish. He's a Scottish Rwanda dude. And he's, like I said, he's won awards. He's won the BAFTA award for the show on a show called Sex Education.
Right. That's where my wife knows him from.
Okay. Yeah, I've never seen the show. I've heard about it slightly, but I've also heard that they've done this. It's like they have it remade over here somewhere. Okay. Yeah. But yeah, he won the award for it, and from what people are saying, like, he's really damn good. And like I'm saying, like also the fact that, like, he has won awards is like, yo, it kind of gives me a little bit more hope for a new doctor. Even though I was a fan of Jodie Whittaker's character, I did enjoy her a lot.
She was great. It's just like the writing kind of felt, meh. I mean, I'll go back and finish her seasons because, like, I do need to watch her to catch up to see why, you know, like, whatever's going on with when he shows up again. And right. So,
see, the thing is, because the thing is, it's not her fault that things are the way they are, because the main reason why it's like it was, as people would say, like, as shitty as it is, because I don't think it's shitty. I enjoy the fuck out of it. But the main reason people are complaining is because of the writing. The writing wasn't as the same as it was before.
And it's like, Russell Davies left.
Yeah. And he's coming back for this new season, for this new doctor.
So, like, hopefully he helps. And then why am I blanking on the other guy behind it?
Jonose.
Yeah, I'm blanking on names. But, like,
It's all good.
It's knowing that at least Russell Davies will be back, and, like, it should help the direction of Doctor Who, because, like, this is something that's been going on for
just about 50 years.
I was going to say from 9 up. How many years is this? Since
it's 2016. No, 2006, I think it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, like, here you have this, like, you know, I'll use quotes, like, rebooted show, because it was a reboot revival, really.
Yeah, it was a revival, not necessarily a reboot. I think, yeah, because they continued with you know,
right. It continued with he didn't start as the first; he started as 9.
Yeah, exactly.
So, so it'd be interesting to see now we're at 14. When he makes his debut, so it'd be interesting to see what happens with him, how they bring him in and whatnot. I should go back and watch the Jodie Whittaker ones to like catch up.
They are really fun.
I think the last one I've ever watched with her was when she made her screwdriver out of a fork.
That was so dope.
And that was so fucking cool.
Hell yeah. So, there's a lot of those moments with the seasons.
It could also be that I'm still very frustrated with the show because they killed Bill.
Yeah.
Like, she straight up, like, just had a fucking gigantic section taken out of her body and then turned into a Cyberman.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, she had feeling and you couldn't tell because she was just straight up a Cyberman.
Yeah. Yeah, it was so sad.
Sad shit. All right, yeah. No more sad shit. We had that last week.
Yeah, we had enough sad shit last week. But to continue on the Doctor Who note, we got news that a lot of people's favorite Doctor is coming back. And not just the favorite Doctor, but also a lot of people enjoyed one of his companions as well, which is Catherine Tate and David Tennant are both returning for this season.
Even though she was like short lived as a companion, she was great.
She was really good, yeah. But they are both returning this season coming. They've actually had people recording on the streets taking pictures and stuff, and you see David Tennant with a new trench coat, pretty much, because we usually saw him, and it's kind of cool. I kind of want to see what they're gonna do with this too. Like, how are they gonna make this, you know, a new thing? Like, because
I mean, I don't know if this was what you were gonna say, but like Catherine Tate's character Donna, like she had to. Like, if she knew of anything that went on between her and the Doctor, her brain would explode.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, we're having the long-awaited reunion companionship of David Tennant and Catherine Tate. And, like, I know they've toured together before. Like, you know, doing, like, whether it be, like, signings or, like, or some sort of routine or whatever. But, like, now we have them back as Dr. Donna.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like speculation out there or theory, right? Is it stories that we didn't get to see, or did they find a way to have her not die? Is this a multiverse?
that would be interesting if they do that.
Is this Donna from Earth 616?
Right, exactly. That'd be very interesting to see. But what I think is probably just because we only get a chunk of where they've been and what they've done. So I'm pretty sure it's probably just going to be like a story that we haven't seen yet. That happened during that time, but we just never noticed. We never paid attention because it wasn't something that they'd be focused on.
And considering both of them don't age, they look exactly the same.
Yeah, they really do. They really do.
Especially David Tennant. That boy stays the same.
Yeah, he really does. He really does. The only thing with him is that he either loses the weight or he gains the weight. That's the only difference that you'll see in his characters.
That's the only thing.
It's fucking insane, dude. So I'm super excited for this. I want to see what's going to happen. Also, I want to see when because this is pretty much going to be leading up to I guess the centennial special is what I'm looking for. I think it's a centennial or whatever. But yeah, dude, Doctor Who's been around for a long fucking time. So I'm excited to
see it. Really has.
Yeah. So seeing a whole new season with a whole new Doctor just before the 50th year of the show. It's fucking cool.
And it's wild because I remember when we met and started hanging out and it's like, you were going to the Day of the Doctor. I was actually just telling my wife this story yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was like, so you had gone to the Day of the Doctor in theaters, bringing your sonic screwdriver, your 11th Doctor screwdriver.
Yeah.
And I just remember going, fucking nerd. And then
I was like, yo, watch it, dude.
Then, you kept pressuring me and, like, twisting my arm and shit. And then, like, finally, I was like, all right, fuck it. And I put it on Netflix back when it was on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I'm like, all right, let me give this a shot. And that first episode with the clay wax versions of like Mickey and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, the effects are so shitty, but I'm like, let me power through. And like, I did. And then like, still one of my favorite Ninth Doctor moments was in the Mommy episode. And
mm-hmm.
And the patient grew her leg back.
Yeah, yep. It's so good.
You go on, and then you meet David Tennant, and you're like, okay, he's kind of a dick.
Mm-hmm.
But then you get to understand why, and yep. David, and then you get to just really see everything about this version of the Doctor, and just he mm-hmm. grows on you, and you're like, when he, I don't want to go. You're like, I don't want you to either.
Yeah, exactly. And then you get Matt Smith, and you're like, okay,
we got Matt Smith, who was like quirky and weird, and you're like, okay, like I could see what's going on here, but he's still kind of agile and lanky and mm-hmm. dorky and shit. And then after his long run, you got Capaldi, and Capaldi was like the stone-faced ass. You're like, I don't know. But then you realize that.
But I loved it. Because
he played a stone-faced dick because of all the loss that he had as Smith. And you're like, oh, Clara, yeah.
Yeah. Because Clara was the best.
Yeah. So. Although Clara technically, right, well, Clara had issues, Clara was starting to, like, fade out when it was, I'm not talking about Clara, I'm talking about Amy Pond. When she chose to commit suicide by Angel because she wanted mm-hmm. to be with her husband.
Yep.
I mean, she didn't die, but, you know, she went back in time.
Yeah, she went back in time, essentially, you can't find her back in the past.
Yeah, so, yeah. Because if he tries to go back in the past, the Earth will explode or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
But then Capaldi was starting to get, you know...
Which is something that you should actually watch this season for that, because they kind of do something with that. Mm. So, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely check that out.
But yeah, then you got, then he started... feeling down because then Clara died and it's just like this whole crazy fucking ride.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be interesting to see, back to what we were saying, it'd be interesting to see David Tennant's Doctor back to see what the hell's going on.
Why is he back? How does this all fit into the story? Yeah, no, he's your favorite. You even dressed up as him for Comic Con.
I was him for Halloween. I was him for two New York Comic Cons. I still have the pinstripe suit in the closet. I don't know if it fits anymore, but because I put on weight, and now like I would totally dress up as the Doctor again, but that means I'd have to cut my hair and shave my beard. I'm like, no.
Yeah, no, you don't have to do that.
No, I'd rather just not be that.
That's fair. You could be the next one. You could be the 15th.
Here we go.
Switch it up. Make it your own thing.
The one that looks like Thor?
Yeah, exactly.
Which, by the way, I saw online, they sell the Strongest Avenger hat.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, I might have to pick that up, especially now, you know... that I look like him with the hair and the beard.
Absolutely. Yeah. Why not, dude?
So I kind of need that in my life.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah. The next thing that we got this week is actually pretty fucking cool because we are fans of the Star Wars stuff. We enjoy the Star Wars. We also enjoy Taika Waititi and what he does. We got some awesome fucking news that Taika Waititi will be directing the next Star Wars movie. Were we thinking that we wanted another Star Wars movie? No, we didn't want any more Star Wars movies because we ended it all with the latest saga, whatever. We're like, okay, yeah, we don't need any more. Especially since they were okay, they were decent, they weren't great, but we did it. We can positively say that, yo, like, okay, that was a good way to end it all.
Mm-hmm.
And now we got more Star Wars stuff coming. But this time with Taika Waititi.
I heard it's going to stray away from the Skywalker saga, though.
Yeah, because that was pretty much it that ended it off.
As crappy as the prequels were, I'm sorry, the sequels were, 9... wrapped it as best as they could wrap a shitty story.
Yeah. Especially after 8, that wasn't that great either.
Right. I blame for 8, I blame the writing, not the director.
Okay, that's fair.
Because if you go back, like, Rian Johnson directed some crazy fucking good things, including Knives Out, you know? So, like, you know, blame the writing. Don't blame the director.
I never said it was him. I was just saying
it was... I was kind of miffed by that, you know, when it happened, because I'm like, oh, then they get... I'm like, but how is this the same guy that did Ozymandias episode or The Fly from Breaking Bad and you know, and also, like I just said, fucking Knives Out. But, like, you know, going back and thinking, I'm like, you know, that's stupid to blame him. It's not his fault.
Yeah.
You know, it's so apologies to that. Like, it's the writing. The writing was terrible, and it was a rushed film because, like, Seven was really good. You know, like, Force Awakens was fucking dope. And then it became all the hatred, like, oh, too much Rose Tico, and they fucking bullied her off of Twitter. Because, you know,
I hate people sometimes.
Because the wokeness of all, I mean, like, really, shut the fuck up. Like, don't be a bully.
Yeah. Don't be an ass.
To quote Steve Rogers, I don't like bullies. I don't care where they're from.
Yeah. To quote me, don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick. Yeah, so, like, it'd be interesting to see what's next in Star Wars, especially because, like, think of all the things we got coming out. I mean, sure, Kenobi is going to have some sort of Skywalker saga in it, of course.
It's the beginnings of it, because Luke is still a child.
A child. He's, like, 10. Yeah. You know, it's basically what we knew about Obi-Wan or Ben Kenobi watching over, being the watchful protector of Luke. But then you have to go with all the trials and tribulations of being a Jedi on the run. Hence why he's always using a blaster in the trailer. You know,
that looks fucking
so fucking dope, man. Like,
oh, yeah.
But then, of course, you know, the show that basically gave me love for Star Wars again was Mandalorian.
Absolutely.
Oh man, such a great, like, I need to go back and refinish season 2, because, like, I started it and then, like, I stopped and then I just, like, forgot, and then life. I might even just start from the beginning again and just say fuck it and just watch it.
Yeah, might as well. It's not gonna hurt.
No. And then we had the Book of Boba Fett, which was an okay show until the Mandalorian took over and said, no, let me give you the love. Let me help you guys out and show you why you like this show, because it's mine.
Yep.
You know, and those are two of the best episodes. Like, I mean, we could talk that all day. That one, what was it, episode 4, where Mando shows up and, you know, I could bring in warm, I could bring in cold. And then the conclusion was just like, some of the best Star Wars action, some of the best action, some of the best Western style action
that we've ever seen in anything that isn't necessarily just a Western.
Boba Fett riding the Rancor. You know, and then them having to stop the Rancor, and then Grogu just going, hi.
Yeah, hey, what up? What's going on, homie? Let's How talk. You doing? Yeah.
And then he curls up next to him like, oh, come on.
Yeah. How can you not go with that? How do you not be into that? It's fucking great.
So we got those. I know we got Ahsoka coming out. We got
Andor.
Andor coming out, which is the Rogue One
prequel. The Rogue One prequel, yep.
Yeah. Well, we can't say sequel because he's kind of dust.
He's kind of died, yeah.
Yeah, they it's kind of a planet that got destroyed there.
Yep.
So,
well, essentially, we saw the sequel already.
Yeah,
which is, you know, episode 4.
Of course.
Yeah.
You may fire when ready.
Yeah, exactly.
So for that, I know we got Boba Fett chapter 2 coming out. Which I'm sort of surprised because I wasn't sure that it did that good, but I guess. Give the fans what they want. They want an actual Boba Fett series, maybe this time.
Yeah, Yeah, well, I'm good with it. Like, I enjoyed it. Yeah. So, like, it's not like I'm not. I was like, oh no, fuck this show. Like, I actually enjoyed the fuck out of it.
Well, I mean,
I enjoyed it a lot.
Like, yeah,
I know, but other people were like, oh, this is why. Blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, yeah. Yeah. It was slow, right? Like, the first three episodes were slow as shit.
And if but that's because back... but essentially it's slow because you wanted to see what happened to him and where he's been for so long.
True, but you know, to go back to a few months ago, when Renee, you and I were talking about it, fucking space trains.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So go back, find that episode on Spotify and Stitcher, yeah, and Google and SoundCloud, and or just on the website, and go, yeah, back and watch, listen
it's
to
there.
The
space. It's there. Listen to it.
It's there.
Space trains. space trains and automobiles.
but to go back to the point, it's like you have all this other Star Wars, and it proves that you do not need the Skywalker saga involved. No, that you can have other stories.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, sure, Luke Skywalker was on, Mandalorian, yeah, and then in.
But there's a reason Fed, as to.
There's a reason why, but it doesn't involve him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's just a, he, for being a Jedi Master, he's a side character with, like, yeah, minimal screen time.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and, but the thing is also about
a cameo appearance of sorts.
Yeah, the thing also about Star Wars is that, like, there are so many stories you can go with, so many, like, places that you can go with the stories, because there is just so many things that have been done in the past. Granted, yes, they aren't canon, but going back and seeing all the other stories that have been put out, they can easily go into it and, you know, manipulate it to what they want it to be.
The long run. Yeah. 100% they could.
Because you have a lot of shit there. You got years and years and years of just writing to go with.
Yeah.
So why not?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's pretty exciting. Like, I'm excited for it. I want to see what they're going to do. I want to see what Taika Waititi is going to do. How he's going to throw a spin on the whole, you know, Star Wars universe.
I mean, I wonder if he'll show up as IG-11 for a thing, or voice another character.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's all connected and he shows up as Korg.
That would be awesome. That would be so cool. Mm. But yeah, I'm super excited for that shit. Because I want it. Yeah. I want it. And I'm super excited.
Mm-hmm.
Then some other shit that came out. You know, we are fans of Scooby-Doo. Like, I've loved Scooby-Doo since I was a child.
Oh, absolutely.
And they've been doing different versions of it, and, you know, a little bit of reboot here, a little bit of reboot there, a retelling of the story and how they became, became the Scooby-Doo gang and stuff like that.
Let us not forget the short-lived pup named Scooby-Doo.
Right, yes, which actually it was short lived, but it was probably my favorite one out of all of them. But we got news that HBO Max is working on a spinoff, a standalone spinoff of just a character, Thelma Dinkley.
Yeah.
And this is pretty much telling her stories before she joined the gang. It's gonna be pretty cool. Like, I'm kind of excited for it, because, like, I'm a fan. Like I said, I'm a fan of the Scoobies, and I want to see what they're gonna do with this. How they're gonna make this work?
Yeah,
and how they're gonna bring it to, I guess, kind of like the present day. How they're gonna make it work that way? Because I don't think they're going to go with, like, oh, yeah, we're going to do the 70s style and stuff like that. They're going to try to, you know, place it in today's time. So it's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited. I want to see what they're going to go in. And, like, you haven't really seen them indicating to a lot of things late. So kind of what she's
gonna do. I mean, she's just been like, you know, doing like her mom thing and like she's writing. And like she's been nothing as far as I know, like in front of the camera.
In front of the camera, yeah, behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, which is cool. Like there's nothing wrong with that. You gotta make some money somehow. So yeah, right. So I'm excited. I wanna see what they gotta happen. Yeah. I wanna see what they're gonna do with the show. And especially since HBO Max, dude, like they've been doing a lot of good shit. Especially now with the fact that you can do the adult animated type cartoons and stuff as well. So yeah. Like kind of excited for it, especially since like we can have the kiddie type versions, but do kids really want Scooby-Doo like they did back in the day? Not really.
I mean, not really, but I mean, this should hopefully help, you know, get fans, new fans of Scooby-Doo. I mean, like, think about it. Like, fucking, they even tried to do a Scooby-Doo episode of Supernatural years ago.
Yeah, they did. You're right. I forgot about that.
And it was. It might have been the final season, I think, but it was actually really funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we'll see. I'm excited. Yeah. Like I said, I'm excited for it. I know. I can see that you're excited for it. Like, yeah, I see you're jumping for joy in your seat over there.
I am.
Instead of sliding, you're jumping.
Yes. It's a new routine. It's called jump sliding.
Nice.
Yeah.
It sounds like a finishing move.
Yes. Pretty much.
Yeah. And then we got some awesome fucking trailers this week.
You forgot a piece of news there.
What did I forget?
That's right.
Holy Plus shit.
Announced today that Daredevil season 4 is officially happening.
Yes, it's officially happening. It's finally what happening.
But what I love about the article of Screen Rant was like, was basically saying, will Charlie Cox reprise his role? It's like,
who do you think is going to be him?
It's like, aside from No Way Home, you know, like I don't have to say spoiler anymore because it's out on digital and full physical copy. But like, Charlie Cox shows up in Spider-Man as the lawyer, as Matt Murdock, and then. And right before that, Kevin Feige said Charlie Cox is our Matt Murdock.
Yeah.
So, what the actual fuck? It's like,
Why would you say that? Why would you say he's not going to be? Yeah.
You know, what they're basically saying is that it's officially happening, and that, you know, we know he's going to come back as
Matt Murdock. Yeah, because we already have fucking Kingpin in the MCU.
Yeah.
Why would you say that? Oh yeah, it's not going to be him as Jerry. Come on, people.
Like,
come on.
Hopefully, we get all the rest of the cast back. You know, because we like Eldon Henson, Deborah Ann Woll. They were perfect as his team.
Yep. Especially Deborah Ann Woll.
I want what's his name back as Mahoney because I liked him.
Yeah, he was good.
You know. And like, we already have D'Onofrio back as Fisk, you know, who everybody's like, this isn't the same version, but he's like, no, it is. Like, I confirm it. Like, it's me, D'Onofrio, saying yes.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, duh, look at the fucking cufflinks. All right.
Yeah.
He's out here.
Could be a multiversal version of him, but regardless, it's still fucking Kingpin. Like,
it's still fucking Kingpin. Oh yeah. While we're on the subject of Daredevil, I saw rumors of a Punisher movie possibly happening with Bernthal.
Ooh, okay. So
take it just as a rumor, grain of salt thing.
Take it with a grain of salt. Like,
but then, like, now all these cryptic photos are coming out. You know, between other people, like you had a picture where Kristen Ritter and Mike Coulter were happened to bump into each other while running.
Interesting. Okay.
And now all of a sudden, speculation, and it's like, wait until they tell you actual news. I mean, they're friends. They've been hanging out.
Yeah.
You know, they've known each other
for a while.
Fucking Jessica Jones was in like 2016.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, yeah, They're friends. They yeah. bump into places.
And also, like, it's also a big city. If, like, they're in this, if they're in New York or if they're in Toronto filming, like, they're not that far from each other. Yeah, yeah. Come on, people.
You know?
But it could just be, you know, Defenders 2.
Yeah, imagine.
Which I'm down for, maybe, dude. Because I actually enjoyed the Defenders.
I enjoyed that series. I mean, it had... Some of the writing was a little on the weak side. People mm-hmm. complaining about dude as Danny Rand. He was better as Iron Fist in the Defenders than he was his own show.
Yeah.
Just like he was better on that episode of Luke Cage.
Yeah.
Which that was like, you guys just set up the fucking
Heroes for Hire. I just knew that.
I was about to call them the House of Pain. I'm like, that's not right. HOP no. something different.
No.
But yeah, give us a Heroes for Hire. Bring this kid back. You know, just have him do fucking fight training.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Don't just choreograph it. Actually have him.
Yeah.
But like, you know, we're jumping the gun.
Yes. Wait, this is a lot of fan speculation here right now.
Yeah, it's all fan spec. Just like the only thing right now confirmed is that Daredevil is actually happening at Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm.
Downside of this is that when you want to watch it, you have to wait week after week after week after week.
That's okay. That's okay.
That's okay, I guess.
Like I don't. It's like, fine.
Yeah. It gives us more hope for the future.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. It gives us hope, like because did I enjoy it giving all the episodes at one time? Yeah, but also like
and then it's over.
I didn't sit there and watch it all at one time.
It's different than like when you watch something like Hawkeye, where it was like 6 weeks.
Yeah,
you know, versus like you watch. You go to watch fucking Daredevil
season one. It's like 13 episodes.
Yeah, and you're like, you're so hyped about the new season that dropped, mm-hmm. you know, and then like you watch it and then you're like, oh fuck, I got a whole year or more.
Yep.
So
instead of spreading it out for 12 weeks.
Yeah.
You got to force it all in at once, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. I like even though I want it all at once, I'd much rather have it, you know, a little bit here and there.
Yeah,
it's the same way with like if I won the lottery, like, do I want a lump sum? Fuck yeah, I want the lump sum, but I'd much rather have $1,000 a week.
Yeah, me too.
Because with that lump sum, I don't know what the fuck I'd do with it. I think I'd probably spend it all in one place.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, but yeah, I'm super excited for Daredevil. I really want that. I want it now. We won't know until pretty much 2023, 2024. So
mm-hmm.
it's going to be some time, but it's exciting regardless.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we need it. It's been some time, so it's time for some new Daredevils. We need it. Especially after just that tease that we got in fucking Spider-Man. So,
yeah.
Another thing that came out that was pretty dope this week. Like we were getting into, which was trailers. We got some trailers this week that were mm-hmm. pretty fucking fantastic. Three fantastic fucking trailers for stuff that we've spoken about previously on the show.
Yeah.
But we got the new seasons of stuff. First one up is the first official trailer for The Boys season 3.
Yeah.
And this was a banger of a fucking trailer. Let's watch it. Right? Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
Might as well.
Hell yeah, dude. I get excited for these fucking trailers because, like, I enjoy them. They are super fucking fun.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go. Let's watch this.
So. Let me say it again, Cam. I may be a superhero, but I'm also just a man who fell in love with the wrong woman. Just a man who fell for the wrong woman. Fell for the wrong woman. But out of crisis comes change.
Out of crisis comes change.
So I spent the last year really slowing down and reconnecting with myself. I am very excited for everyone to meet the real
man. He looks fucking psycho, dude.
There's
his
Homelander. There's something broken. He's fucking mind.
Mom, Daddy, and Abu.
We've been on the straight and narrow all year. No killing soups, no drinking. Even follow Hugh Campbell's orders without strangling him.
Now you're just being cruel.
Or maybe you're not such an asshole.
People have superpowers. But real power isn't this. It's the ability to bend the world to your will.
The gloves are off. That we can fight about the right way, but we can't. It's all rigged. We have to do it your way.
We're all we've got. It's up to us. I think I have something. Maybe we can use it to blow Homelander's fucking brains out.
What's this?
Makes you a soup for 24 hours. You're gonna need it.
The whole point of what we do is that no one should have that kind of power. For once, I'll level the fucking playing field.
I show people the real me. I mean, they fucking love me. By the heroes and
fuck, fuck, fuck! Christ, Soldier Boy.
Oh shit!
Holy fucking shit.
Hell fucking yeah, dude. So fucking, they made Soldier Boy look so fucking badass.
Mm-hmm.
Even more badass and, than the comics.
And what I liked about the whole him just destroying somebody with the shield, it kind of brought back memories of fucking U.S. Agent.
Mm-hmm.
Just done with blood.
Yeah.
Minus the actual, just the bloody shield and the shot. But like, Soldier Boy is going to fuck shit up.
Yeah, he is a legit badass fucking Captain America.
He's like darker Captain America with other powers.
Yeah, with more powers. Yeah.
That's going to be fun.
It's going to be fucking exciting.
Now, whose blood was Homelander tapping?
I have no fucking clue.
Like, I mean, it's not, what's her name? Stormfront? Was her name?
Stormfront?
Yeah.
No, I don't think it's Stormfront. Because
like, they sort of confirmed that she's alive, but she's not going to be in the season for what right, she said.
Yeah. From what we saw at the end of season two, like, you don't really, it doesn't really look like she's coming back because she's pretty much done for. Like, used her as much as they possibly could.
Right. They told her story, and then she gets killed. Well, she gets fucking destroyed.
Yeah.
And then that's that. Yeah. Really liking the political aspects going on.
Yeah.
Like, Homelander is essentially like,
he's really trying to be a good guy.
Yeah.
He's really trying to be the hero.
He's really trying. He's really
but
trying,
he's also ticked. His brain isn't all there anymore, especially since he has mommy issues, and these mommy issues are causing him to just see things the way that you know they just aren't.
I love it. That was shown in season two, especially after he had killed Elizabeth Shue in season one, when like. He had that image in his head of him just like laser beaming everybody in the crowd.
Yeah.
And then like, you're like, holy shit. And you're like, oh no, that he was just thinking that. Like he was mm-hmm. just like trying to be calm. So yeah, I'm excited for this. I'm really excited to see where the next chapter in this fucking crazy train ride takes us.
Absolutely, I fucking love it. Also, I really enjoy the blood splatter in this. It looks so fucking good.
I wonder how they're gonna outdo themselves.
Well, I think how they're gonna outdo themselves is the fact it's joining the fact that like Butch is not gonna take some of the V.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for that. I wanna see where that goes and how. If is he gonna wind up helping the team out some more, or is he gonna just wind up just doing whatever the fuck he wants to? Because when you're on the V, like it fucks with your brain. Because your brain is like it's thinking like, oh my god, this is so cool, this is so cool, this is so cool. I can do whatever the fuck I want. I don't have to listen to anybody else.
We saw them with A-Train in the beginning of season one.
Right, exactly. So this looks pretty fucking cool. I'm very fucking excited for it. I want to see where this goes. I want to see where this goes. I want to see how much further they're going to take this story and what else they're going to do with it. Because, like I said, it looks fucking cool. It's a lot better than expected. Like, I knew it was going to be good because, of course, you know, the last few seasons have been pretty damn good. But how good? I didn't know it was going to look this good. That looks fucking cool. So I'm excited for it. Which led us to another season 3 trailer. Which it was fucking good too. I'm talking about Umbrella Academy.
Which is crazy. It's because like Umbrella Academy and the boys, I feel, tend to try to out top each other or whatever, and it's like they both have really good fucking trailers.
Yeah, they both have really good stories too. And the thing is, like, they both come out around the same time.
Yeah, so like
they both always seem to come out back to back, pretty much.
Yeah, and that's why I found it interesting, especially this year, because last season, the first two seasons of The Boys came out earlier, mm-hmm. and this one's coming out in June, and it's like, oh, okay, and so it's like. We'll watch all of Umbrella Academy and then we'll watch all the boys. And then like 3 weeks later, it's like, oh, we could watch all of Umbrella Academy because it's mm-hmm. like right there. And considering how amazing Umbrella has been, season one really threw me for a loop and I really enjoyed every second of it. And then season two touching base on so many issues from ways back when. And it's like, when Allison running into a diner to try to make a phone call and they told her get out, she doesn't belong because she's a person of color. I was like, oh shit.
Yep.
And then her joining the whole like the 60s movements and shit. Yep. I'm like, and then just everybody else's story arc in that show is just great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody's story is really damn good.
And I love how they all feed off each other. Like their chemistry works together as actors.
It's funny because they are like essentially a true family.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. And it makes sense as how they do things and how they put everything together. Especially the story-wise. Story-wise is really damn good.
And
who would have thought this story was originally done by fucking the dude that did the most emo shit back in the fucking
90s. I know. Gerard Way of My Chemical Romance, who apparently just released a new song.
They came out with something a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, the Foundation of Decay. It's not bad. It sounds like they're old stuff. So when are they gonna cast this kid to play fucking Damian in Batman film?
Oh, be so good.
He's a show, like he's a scene stealer, and you're like,
yeah.
But then like you have, because like he's a scene stealer, but then you have Klaus and you have Vanya and you have all these other people that have so many intricate stories.
Yep.
Oh man. Like what was it? Klaus last season was like a fucking like a god.
Yeah.
He was a cult leader.
He was a cult leader.
Yeah.
Yeah. I fucking love it.
And he had Ben be able to like fucking people's bodies.
Mm-hmm. And now you have in this season. I guess we could just please just watch the trailer now so we can see what's going on.
Let's just do it. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's watch the trailer. This is another awesome trailer. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's another great fucking trailer. So let's get into it.
This isn't your home. What are you talking about? This is the Umbrella Academy.
This is the Sparrow Academy.
Shit. When we jumped here, we created a time paradox. Our little paradox brought forth a freaking Kugelblitz.
What the hell is a Kugelblitz?
Essentially, we're screwed.
The perfect song for the trailer, too.
Yeah.
Everybody else can see Ben, right?
Yeah, and he's a complete dickhead.
They're all dickheads. Dickheads who can fight.
The next person to say dickhead is getting a punch to the throat.
Dickhead.
We caused a paradox, and that paradox is swallowing things.
How long do we have?
4, maybe 5 days before the rest of existence is blitzed.
Not to mention we've been replaced by a bunch of blobs and cubes and birds and shit.
Your team is good, but I don't think you're better than me. I ended the world twice, and you're just meat and spandex.
Dad didn't adopt us as babies, but those babies still existed here. So, if you ever see your other self,
kill them.
Sleep with them.
Avoid them.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Oh, come on, this dude and climb.
Kill you. Do we get our Ben back?
What the hell did you just say?
What are you, their mascot?
More like their ringer. It's a
another fucking great trailer.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
And the return of Pogo.
Mm-hmm. Because he kind of just disappeared last season.
Yeah.
So this shit looks fucking insane.
It's going to be nuts. It's going to be a fucking crazy train ride.
Yeah. It looks fucking crazy.
I cannot be happier. I really cannot wait for this.
Yeah, yeah. What's kind of cool is that they're playing with Vanya in both different ways. They're playing with her as, of course, you know, Ellen Page and Elliot Page at the same time. It's going to be kind of interesting how that works, how that plays out. Yeah.
Well, they said that, like, you know, when Ellen Page did the transgender thing and like became Elliot, it's like they were like, yeah. We can make this work, like, just however, you know,
the story we can make it work. Yeah.
And they were like, we're gonna sort of like show you why she's now Elliot. Which, you know, if the person in real life is you know, LGBTQ, why have them play something that they're not if it doesn't need it to be a requirement for them to be something right, they're exactly. not. So exactly. So kudos to them for doing that.
Hell yeah, dude.
I'm just excited to see what the fuck is happening with this story.
Yeah, because of course, from what we see in the second season, they kill the universe a second time, and which kind of essentially takes them to another time as well. It takes them to it kind of creates a bit of a what is it, a fucking a rift in time, essentially.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, timelines change and it's the timey-wimey shit, which we fucking love. Of course, we started with the fucking Doctor Who. Now we got this shit. And I'm so fucking set with it. Like, I want the shit to go. I want it to go down now. Like, I want to see where the story goes. I want to see where these characters go and how they all interact with each other. And their equivalents now in this new world.
Yeah.
I want to see what they do.
Yeah.
I want to see where it goes.
I'm I'm excited to see where this goes.
Yeah. Especially now that we see the second version of Vanya, pretty much. They both have the same powers, trying to, you know, take over shit. It looks so good. I want to see what they do with it. I want to see it. It looks badass. Two shows that look amazing so far.
So far, and
then,
yeah.
And then the final show that we got a trailer for. Something that we've been eagerly anticipating. We finally got a trailer for. Because we, of course, you know, we are fans of the Marvel Universe. We've been talking about Marvel for quite some time. And we knew that they were doing She-Hulk. And we spoke about She-Hulk a few months ago, I think. It was not even weeks ago. It was a few months ago.
Months ago, yeah.
Yeah. When they announced that Tatiana Maslany is going to be playing She-Hulk, we finally got a trailer for She-Hulk, Attorney at Law. And this looks fucking good. And it looks like it follows the comic and how the comic goes and how her character really is in the comics. And I'm excited for this. So why don't we just play this too? Because we've already played the other two.
Might as well play this trailer.
Might as well, because you know it's sharing means caring, right? So why the fuck not? Let's do it. Here we go. She-Hulk Attorney at Law.
Being a superhero is a trial by fire. Who's going to protect the world if it's not people like you?
I'm Jennifer Walters. I'm a lawyer. I have great friends.
Can we get some shots, please? It's an emergency.
A demanding job.
We just started a superhuman law division, and I want you to be the face of it.
And a frustrating family.
Because we didn't ask for this, but you still got to deal with it.
Your transformations are triggered by anger and fear.
Those are like the baseline of any woman just existing.
Oh.
Bruce, kind of feels like if I don't transform, I'm gonna die.
Yes, yes, yes. No, no.
I just want to be a normal, anonymous lawyer.
Can you tell us where She-Hulk is?
Jen, you're a story now.
Girl, your ass looks crazy right now.
You could be an Avenger.
Oh, I'm not a superhero. That is for billionaires and narcissists and adult orphans for some reason.
Is there anything more depressing than dating in your 30s?
Yeah, this is the best date I've had in a while.
Oh.
Should we split some fries?
Let's get those to go.
This shit looks so fucking good, too.
It looks dope. So I was watching a new Rockstar's breakdown on this trailer not too long ago. I think it was actually yesterday. And, if you pause at the right moment, those blades are Stark Tech.
Yeah.
So basically, you figure Tony helped Banner set up that room at some point. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping they actually explain how Hulk's arm is healed.
Or this could be pre-blip, or like during the blip, because of course the Hulk didn't die in the blip.
I mean, maybe, but like, if that's the case, then how do we get Wong, who's going to be in this series? And Wong, Wong didn't.
No, live. He became Sorcerer pretty much.
Right. Yeah. Because we're gonna get Wong in this, which is great because he's fucking. I love Wong.
Yeah, he's fucking awesome.
It's such a great side character.
Yeah.
And Benedict Wong is just fun, like. Go back and like try to read the story about or watch him on one of the late nights, and it was Wong for Wong. That was the petition.
That's hilarious.
So basically, it's interesting to see Tim Roth back as
Abomination. Yeah, it's Abomination. He's the comic equivalent of Abomination, because the one that we got in the Incredible Hulk was just like a regular version of Abomination.
Because they try to make that like a fucking kaiju movie.
Right. But this time we're getting Abomination, but he looks more like the comic version of him.
Yeah.
He actually has wings, like the ears.
Yeah. But what I mean is, it's great that we actually have like a human version of him again.
Yes. Yes. So could he have possibly like learned how to, you know, manage his powers? Or is that why he's in that fucking room?
Could be.
But you see him actually transform in that room.
Yeah.
So
interesting to see what's going to happen with that. Interesting to see David Otunga as.
Yeah. Yeah, you mentioned it to me before. Like, I was like, oh, that can't be him. And then watching, then I looked on Twitter. I was like, oh, yeah, that is him. That's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. He has like a little minor role in that.
I'm excited for this. I know everybody's like, oh, the CG, it's not finished yet. That's why there wasn't even like a premiere date.
Right, exactly.
It was literally the teaser trailer to get you hyped.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's exciting.
Like, finally something. You know? Like, finally something about She-Hulk.
Yeah. And it looks good. It doesn't... It looks good.
I'm excited for it. Because it's going to be... It's gonna be a lighthearted show, sort of like what we got with Hawkeye. It's gonna be comical, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. action.
Yep.
You know, like if you want the darker stuff, watch Wanda, watch Falcon, watch mm-hmm. Loki. Like those are mm-hmm. on the darker side of things.
Yep. Yep.
I don't count What If because that's animated, but like for live action, it's another lighter show.
Another thing that it's one of those things that I enjoy about the Marvel Universe is that everything that they've pretty much put out has been completely different than the other.
Yeah, 100%.
Everything that you see looks and feels different. And that's what I love about it. That you're not getting the same cookie cutter story over and over again.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm down for it. I want to see what's going to happen. One thing that I kind of noticed, you saw in one of the scenes that you see, it looks like an island or whatever. Or like, you know, you see those trees on the beach or something like that. Mm-hmm. Could that essentially be the new home of the West Coast Avengers?
I didn't think of that. It's very possible.
Yes. Because if you look at the West Coast Avengers in the comics, it looks like they live off the coast.
Yeah.
Could be the new home for them. Also, we did see potential new villains or new villains. Now, I don't know why I'm saying potential new villains that we see Frogman in this, or the new version of Frogman. Because of course Frogman, previous versions of Frogman have been like very comedic, very, you know, essentially bullshit characters. And who knows? It could be a good version of him that actually is a complete badass. But we also get Absorbing Man, who we saw previously in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for that, because essentially that pretty much brings a whole team, another team of villains in this. And I'm very excited. I want to see where this goes. Especially now that, you know, she is an attorney for villains or whatever, people with superpowers. Not necessarily villains, but people with superpowers. So what other heroes or villains may be falling into the story? Who else are we going to see in here?
Only time will tell.
Right, exactly. There's so many possibilities, especially since, you know, it takes place, wherever it takes place. I don't know where it takes place, because, of course, we don't have a secure idea as to where this is, but this could be good. This could be really damn good. It could be the one of the better shows for the Marvel Universe so far, for the MCU, for the Disney Plus shows.
Yeah.
But it looks awesome. It looks really fucking good. Super excited for this. Cannot wait. We need She-Hulk. And Tatiana Maslany looks fucking awesome as fucking She-Hulk. Like it. She doesn't look super fucking cheesy as in the green.
Right. Because like there was all the rumors back then that it was going to be Alison Brie, who would have been good.
Yeah, she would have been awesome.
But like, you know, they went with Tatiana Maslany, and I'm like, yeah, I'm perfectly fine with that.
But yeah, I'm perfectly fine with it because she's a great actress, first off.
Mm-hmm.
And she has that comedic hit too. Like,
yeah,
she's really fucking funny.
Mm-hmm.
She's really fucking funny, and like a lot of shit that she's done has actually been comedic, and she's fucking good in it. Like, she was good in Orphan Black, and even though like she played like 18 different fucking characters, she was really good in that shit too, because you see her range in every single character. So her bringing her acting styles into this, super fucking good, great fucking choice.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see what they're going to do with this. I want to see where it goes and how this all ties into the rest of the MCU in the long run.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, it's going to be real cool. It's going to be real cool. So do we have anything else to add for the show this week?
I got nothing.
All right. Yeah, I'm pretty much worn out too. So yeah, make sure you guys go to innershittygeeks.net. We've got a whole bunch of shit sometimes because we got this show. We got a Bride 2J Presents. We have Suplex City Geeks, where we talk about all the wrestlings. You know, Brian and myself, we enjoy the wrestlings. So check that shit out. Then we got It's Poppin', the Inner City Geeks webcomic, which you haven't seen in a while. But we also have comics close up or manga time, anime world. What else? Good Games, the ICDPW Slamcast, First Watch, Inner City Geeks Turntable. So many fucking things. So make sure you go check all that shit out over there, innercitygeeks.net. That we have links to some pretty cool fucking places in the show notes that you can check out. So we got Fight TV, where you get to watch anything that is, you know, combat sports related. So we got some UFC stuff up there. We got some wrestling stuff over there. They're also putting up some, I think it's some sporty stuff. I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was up there too. So check all that shit out over there on Fight TV. Click on that link and you can watch a bunch of free shit. So go do that. Also, they also got the pay-per-views over there too. So check all that out. Then we also got links to Sideshow Collectibles, where you get some pretty cool fucking shit. Recently this week, they posted that they are selling a Stan Lee that looks fucking insanely good.
Mm-hmm.
That Stan Lee looks fucking dope. The only thing that doesn't look dope is the price. But it looks fucking really good. It's probably one of the better statues that I've seen in a long time. I believe it was like a 1/4 or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it was a 1/4 scale Stan Lee. That shit looks fucking dope. It's really fucking cool. It looks really fucking good. I think it's pricing at like $118 or something like that, or $80 or something. Ridiculously priced, but really fucking good looking. So if you're interested, and if you're thinking about buying some toys that are fucking badass, go check out Sideshow Collectibles. Then you can check out Amazon.com, where you get the first month free of Amazon Prime. Click the link, take you there. And if you already have Amazon Prime, you just fucking click the link and go shopping like always, because of course, you know, it helps us out just a little bit. So go do that. And there's Soul Sick Clothing Company. They got some pretty cool shit done by geeks for geeks. Type in Inner City Geeks for 15% off of your entire purchase. Then we got Beard Octane. We get some pretty cool beardly shits, because of course, you know, we all need some things to help our beards grow and make it look all nice and pretty. So check out Beard Octane. You got all the oils for the oils, the butters, the utensils to make your beard look nice. You know, if you have too many hairs, little flying all over the place, get your little tools, you know, combs, your brushes. Check all that stuff out over there at Beard Octane. Type in ICD-10 for 10% off of your entire purchase. Then, if you're interested in some CBD stuff, check out CBDMD. Then, that's pretty much it, right? That's all the places? Yeah, I think that's all the places.
Yeah, I think that's all the places.
Yeah, because we got a lot of places to go to. Another place you could go to, and you could follow the show and listen to us, you can find us on SoundCloud. So soundcloud.com/innercitygeeks. Yeah, whatever. Just look it up on SoundCloud, on Stitcher Radio, on Google Podcasts, and on motherfucking Spotify. Find us on all those places. You can listen to us over there. Then there's places you can find us on social. So facespace.com/innercitygeeks, on Instagram at innercitygeeks, on Twitter at innercitygeeks. And where can we find you, Senor Bri?
You can find me sitting here getting really hungry. I got some dinner I want to cook up.
About to go hungry hippo styles?
Yep. Do it. You can, of course, find me on all social media. You can check me out on Twitter and Instagram, both BRI. Both Twitter and Instagram at BRI2J Presents. You can, of course, check out Bri2JPresents.com, where there'll be a link to my YouTube channel, Bri2J Presents, and a link to this show here, amongst everything that Steve just said. For YouTube, please comment, like, share, and subscribe. I have content coming. I'm going to start reviewing stuff tomorrow night.
Continue.
I was going to review after the show, but I'm like, it was already late. So, yeah, so you can find me on all that stuff, and see you next time.
Hell yeah. And you guys can find me at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal on Twitters and Instagrams. And like I said, always appreciate you guys for listening. I appreciate you guys for sharing and letting us know what you think about the show. So always let us know what you think. I greatly appreciate that. We greatly appreciate that. But thank you guys for listening again. Don't be a dick, but always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.